Okay, we'll move into open session. Mr. Crawford, would you please lead us in the pledge?
My pledge.
Okay, are there any public comment cards? Public comments is the first item. I guess the second item. So, educational services number one, MOU with Sacramento County Office of Education for Secondary Math Professional Development. Dr. Todd?
Contracts that speak to the fact that we are looking at having the Sacramento County Office of Education provide some professional development on June 26th in the amount of $1,200, and it is for working with our math teachers in looking at new math programs that they may want to consider. And so this individual is walking our math teachers through the process of looking at new materials.
Any questions or comments?
Yeah, where will they have that meeting? And which school? You don't know, that hasn't been determined yet.
I don't know that.
Will it be in here?
No, we can't have teachers in this building. It's at Lyndhurst? Mr. DiGiulio says it's at Lyndhurst.
Okay, just curious.
I would just like to say I went to a couple of meetings that Mr. Chun was there to facilitate, and he did an excellent job with the math folks, so I think he did a really good job.
Scully does a good thing. Scully's good.
Any other questions or comments? Is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve.
Motion by Mr. Rasmussen, seconded by Mr. Allison. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
7 yes. Okay, personnel services number one, tentative agreement with CSEA 326. Mr. Carrion.
Yes, thank you and good evening. We have before you yet another tentative agreement, as others will soon follow, given the tentative agreements that have been signed recently. But more germane to this one is the purpose to request the board approve the tentative agreement between the district and CSCA 326. And in similar fashion to the others, it's a total compensation package of 5%, which will require additional work service from the classifications within CSCA 326. And enthusiastically recommend the board approve this TA.
Any questions?
Mr. Carrion, can you just give us who are the folks for 326?
CSEA 326 is comprised mainly of the paraeducators. They also include family liaisons, bilingual paras, and the realm of support personnel within those categories and titles. They also include the preschool paras, and so there's a little bit of a branching out, but primarily the paraeducator support personnel.
So normally then they work with the children?
They work directly, in most cases, supporting instruction with the children, whether it's a small group, individual one-on-one, special needs aides. They're typically providing intervention support.
So my question to that is, if we're going to be adding more time, are the students going to be there more time, or are they going to work with the kids, or what are they, how are we going to get that
additional
extra time?
Work requirement under the tentative agreement is to better prepare the paras. They've always been asking for additional prep time, additional professional development, give them opportunities to become more familiar with curriculum, give them time to work alongside and prep with their teachers before the school year starts or during the school year site-based opportunities. Especially with the rolling out of new programs, it does give them a much more hands-on approach to learning about them before they're asked to use them. So it's a very nice and welcomed opportunity for them to have that PD opportunity.
Thank you.
The 2.22% in additional service calculates to, in most cases, an additional 4 days of service.
Will that do anything to their benefit?
No. If they're already benefit eligible employees, of course, they continue to receive that. The additional compensation, if they are PERS contributors, will obviously support and help them for retirement. But by and large, it's really more of a total compensation opportunity.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Is there a motion?
I motion.
Motion by Mr. Allison. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Fleury. All is in favor?
Aye.
Seven yes. Okay, this is Personnel Services number two, consideration for rescission of resolution 2016-17-19. Mr. Carrion.
Yes, thank you again. This was requested to be agendized and brought back forward for reconsideration. The board approved this resolution, resolution number 2016-17/19, on April 25th. And after discussion, it was requested that it be placed on the agenda for reconsideration. So here it is. And there is my understanding, someone that would like to address the board. Yes.
Hello, my name is Anna, and I'm here on behalf of the parents of Johnson Park Elementary. And we're asking that Mrs. Vang stay as principal. She has done a lot for our kids. She gave some classes to the parents so they can learn how to manage their money. And they also, she also brought a person to teach him everything that has to do with food, how to give the kids better nutrition and everything. She also brought a program for our kids, learning a second language, telling them they're doing a great job, and she also gave him some stuff to push them to keep on learning English. And we're very happy with her work. We would ask you guys if she could stay on behalf of our kids. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, the way that I read this, a yes vote would be to rescind, and a no vote would leave it the same.
So, Mr. Boehm, if you don't mind, I do have a comment that I'd like to make.
Yeah, no, I was just, oh. I just want to clarify before we got into a motion.
Okay. So I was taking a look at the survey that the administrator survey that superintendent had provided us, and so there's actually five different categories that folks could choose from, and it's strongly agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly agree or disagree. So looking at each of the questions that pertain to the administrator, I lumped together the strongly agreed and the agreed, left the neutral folks out, and then lumped together the disagree and strongly disagree folks. And out of the 11 questions that actually pertain to the administrator, there was seven of those that come out positive, two of them negative, and then two of them for a tie. So it kind of looks like from the survey that a majority of the staff seems as though that, you know, this particular principal is doing a pretty good job. So thank you for the survey.
Yeah, I know these are hard decisions, but as a board, you know, when we start dabbling into personnel issues, we can really get ourselves into trouble. And I know these kind of issues are considered, you know, there's a lot of consideration taking place by staff. They don't just jump into these decisions. And I know that, you know, personnel looks at it, the superintendent looks at it, and, you know, I think as a board we need to be cautious into stepping out of our realm of what we're supposed to be doing as board members and getting involved in personnel issues. So that's
just another comment maybe with regard to that, Mr. Boom. I would like to maybe if we can from here on out, if we're going to be asked as a board to make some of those decisions, other than an anonymous survey that comes out, I think maybe a formal evaluation tool that the administration has done, maybe that should be brought forward to the board to help make a determination.
Are there any other comments or questions?
One thing I think about is when you throw the baby out with the bathwater, and 1 year, because I've been a principal, 1 year, you cannot build those relationships in 1 year. And we're turning over two principals this year, and it concerns me. It affects the school. I believe this person has redeeming things that she can do. The community is not against her. I've heard, because I live right by Johnson Park now, I heard a lot from the community. And their concern, all I just say, it's a personnel decision.
I was just going to say, if there's no more comments, I go back to your original statement, Mr. Boom. Would it be a motion to approve this item? So I'd like to make them, if there's no other comments or considerations.
Could you please, and I know what it means, but for everyone else, rescind means?
If we vote yes, then the original resolution would be rescinded. If we voted on the first time, then we overturn that.
Okay.
So I'd make a motion to, in consideration for the rescission of resolution 2016-17/19, to approve.
I'll second that.
And all those in favor?
Yes.